You're listening to episode 23 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Visit the blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What a gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Episode 23, Jordan, baby.
I know.
we're both Chicagoans. Brian being native, I being a transport.
Yep.
And you got some trip information with us. I'll tell you what. Why don't you grace us with a story? Give me something good from your trip.
How about I wasn't prepared for that.
I already know the majority of the story, so why don't
I don't even remember what I told you.
That's okay. Well, that's why I made notes, Brian. That's why I made notes.
Yeah.
Why don't we go with Brian? Tell me about the oxygen bar and how you got there.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, it was my first oxygen bar experience. And I'm not real sure about how I felt about it, but my drunken uncle decided that he wanted to treat us to the oxygen bar.
But so how'd you get there though?
Well, we were walking over from the Flamingo over to O'Shea's, and it was funny because it was kind of all my uncles and my cousin were drunk, and one of my uncles the next day actually went as far as to say, "Wait a second, we were at O'Shea's? When were we at O'Shea's?" And, I mean, I guess he lost like $100 playing blackjack there, but he doesn't even remember being there.
That's fantastic. Wasn't he picking on your cousin while he was playing?
Yes. You know what? No, actually, one of the other ones saw him playing craps by himself, and he threw like a wad of paper, maybe a wrinkled up receipt that he had in his pocket, and he threw it at him, and it bounced off of his face onto the craps table. And
I didn't know it hit the craps table.
Yeah, immediately after. A couple security guys come over and they were yelling at him for, you can't throw stuff at the players, sir. And he was like, who, this bastard? He's like, well, you can't throw things under the table either, sir. And I guess one of the security guards had an Australian accent, so he was telling him, why don't you go throw another shrimp on the Barbie? And
Your uncles are also Diamond members, are they not?
7 stars.
Yeah, so you get to throw some weight around and be a dick when you can pull that off.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I can't believe he's challenging it. Did the poor security guard walk with his head down? Just like, listen, I'm just doing a job.
You know, the wife and I decided to turn around and walk the other way.
Good idea. As amusing as it is, it does get to a point where you're like, I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, Angela's always like this. She's like, oh, God, what is TJ doing?
Right, right, absolutely. I swear to you, Brian, I must party with your family. We have to make this work at some point.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
I can't wait. Oh, and some news. We have a Google Plus page. I don't really know what we're going to do with it, but it's...
but it's there.
Yeah, it's there, you know, just in case we figure it out. Although, one thing, have you spent any time on a Google Plus page?
Yeah, I have my own personal, and I don't really use it. I think I have 2 friends on there,
right.
Tom, who you know from my wedding, and then one of my friend's brothers, and that's it.
You know what's funny is I am also friends with Tom and Mondo.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the one thing that I have noticed when I'm trying to figure out how it is exactly we're going to use Google+, they have some fucking stunning pictures on that thing.
Yeah, it's so new, and I just don't think it's built up any momentum yet, so I think after a little while, I mean, it's gonna, I don't know if it'll catch the same kind of craze that Facebook and Twitter has, but I think more and more people are going to start using it for social media.
And something I thought was really cool about it is just arbitrarily I'm Googling as the majority of the world does, and I realized that, oh shit, look, my Google Plus is like right there. I can literally be researching anything and then just promote it right then and there. So I was like, that's the first thing I thought was kind of cool about Google+.
Yeah, it's cool. And I like how you can kind of supplement it to your normal Google usage.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got that. We'll figure out what we're going to do with it at some point in the future. But
right.
It's there if you want to be part of our circle, our very small circle.
Right.
Why don't we go into the random Vegas?
All right. Statistically, the numbers 4 and 10, 5 and 9, 6 and 8 have equal chance of being rolled in craps. So if one of them is the point, you should probably bet on the other one also.
Yep. So you have more opportunity to make money.
Yeah. And we got that from the Twitter handle Vice Lounge OL.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's an interesting piece. Actually, yeah. I mean, you know, it's something we didn't get from Casino Player.
I know, right? Any
that's
opportunity?
That's for next week.
Right.
And now on to our Vegas Mate Review of the Week.
This week's Vegas Mate Review of the Week is from Curtis for his November 7th review of Bill's Steakhouse at Bill's Gambling Hall and Saloon. He gave it 5 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Curtis writes, went here for dinner a few weeks ago. Absolutely unreal. I had the filet mignon with a baked potato with the works. Sign up for a player's card, and there's a coupon for a free bottle of wine.
See, we have talked about eating at Bill's forever because it's one of those things that when you look at Bill's Gambling Hall, you're like, yeah, it's this tiny little boutique. It's kind of old. It needs a bit of a refresher. But that steakhouse continually gets just high, high marks. And we almost ate there when we were in Vegas last time when we were with you, but we didn't know if it was going to be great, so we wanted to make sure that we had a friend of ours that was with us, so we wanted to make sure that we took him to STK because we knew STK was fantastic. So we're really, really thinking about trying that in May, and that's one of the reasons why I thought that was a great Vegas Mate Review of the Week.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. When we're walking out of Bally's, we noticed over across the way that they've got like the $3.99 eggs, but you have to get there between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. And for a lot of people, that's fine. That fits right into their schedule. But for me, I'm like, no fucking way. I'm going for eggs at between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Right. You know? Right.
I just thought that was kind of bizarre. So moving on to our Twit Pick of the Week winner.
Yeah. This week's winner comes to us from at Dribbleglass. He's a friend of the show as well as the man behind the Pulse of Vegas blog. This picture is part of a story that the blog did called 5 Fun Things That You Can Do at Bill's Gambling Hall. One of the tips was the ability to get some really cool pictures from the strip, from the pedestrian bridge and the escalators by Bill's Gambling Hall, including this week's winner. Now, this is a photo of Bill's and Bally's at night, and it's one of those pictures that immediately took me to Vegas in my mind. It's one of those things that when I saw it, I immediately thought, I've been there in that exact location. I've enjoyed those views, and they are as stunning as this picture captures. Now, every once in a while, we see a picture that we know is going to win Twit Pick of the Week, and this is one of them. It's a great picture, and we're thrilled to add it to the Twit Pick of the Week collection.
Absolutely. As always, we're going to link it on our blog. We're going to put it up on our Flickr page, and you should be seeing it right now if you're listening to it via the Enhanced podcast.
Absolutely.
So now let's talk a little bit about the clips in our show's theme song.
Yeah.
We had a contest where you guys could guess where we got the clips at in our theme song, and we're going to share those with you last week when we announced the winners, but I was obviously in Vegas drinking at 7 a.m., so we thought we would save it for this week where I have a little bit better connection and I've got my normal recording equipment available.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I say, and this is my opinion, we haven't heard feedback on this, I thought it was super awesome to hear you. Even though it was on the phone, it really kind of brought that, like, reporter on the scene feel to it.
Right, which I couldn't be further from, but it created that illusion very well.
Right, exactly. Right. Thank you, phone connection. So now that we have the opportunity, we got a good audio connection. Let's share with you the various theme clips we have, and we'll share with you where we got them from.
Yeah, so let's listen to the first one.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Brian, do you have any idea where that one's from?
Yeah, that one's from Ocean's 11, but I couldn't remember who said it.
Yeah, this is actually the original Ocean's 11, but that's Frank Sinatra actually saying that.
Right, that was the Rat Pack.
Right, exactly. Yep. All right, so let's go on to the next clip.
Welcome to Vegas.
That one is Kevin Spacey from 21.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent movie.
It is a very good movie. All right, let's see what else we got.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
Now, that one is actually from, if you own the collector's edition of Ocean's 13, they have a bonus feature that is called Vegas, an Opulent Illusion. And it's all a documentary about how Las Vegas has created, you know, you can see New York in Las Vegas. You can see Paris in Las Vegas. And that's where that clip is from. Now, I don't know where they originally got that old clip from, but where we got it from was from Vegas, an Opulent Illusion.
Yeah, and that was a really cool soundbite, and it really kind of, most of our sound clips are from more modern movies, but that kind of really ties it back to some of the, you know, the history in Vegas that we talk about occasionally.
Yeah, I love that. I love that clip. Let's see what else.
The pools, the casino,
big volcano out in front.
Now, those are also from the same, documentary, Vegas, an Opulent Illusion. However, they're not in that order. I really enjoyed the, I think it's the pools, the casino, those are in the same scene or whatever, but the big volcano right out in front, I love the way that the three of those all kind of coincided together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, what else
we got? Let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Now, come on. Who doesn't know that one?
Yeah, that one's Ed Helms from The Hangover.
Yes, the infamous scene in which the whole crew goes on the roof of Caesar's Palace, and that's Stu's reaction to seeing the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
Okay, so the irony about those is they're all from Ocean's 11. However, they're not the same Ocean's 11. The first one is Brad Pitt referencing the Bellagio. The second is, I don't remember the actor's name, but it's from the original Ocean's 11. The Mirage is George Clooney. Riviera from the original Ocean's 11. And I don't remember the actor's name, but it's the guy that, for, you know, obviously not Don Knotts, but it's the guy that played Mr. Furley or something in Three's Company. That's the actor in that one. The Flamingo and the Sahara, obviously, are from the original Ocean's 11. And then the final clip is from George Clooney in the remake of Ocean's 11.
Right.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
Now, I don't know if there's anybody on planet Earth that doesn't know what that phrase is from.
Right, obviously another pull from The Hangover.
Right, actually, that's Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis?
Galifianakis. Let's do the next clip.
Want to gamble.
Now that, of course, is the classic. That's Rusty from Vegas Vacation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then following the Vegas Vacation theme, we have Clark.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Classic line.
And then the front desk lady.
Absolutely. And this is the one that I thought that we would confuse people on. However, the people who won, they actually got it right, and I didn't think that they would because I thought it was obscure, but I love it. So, yeah, here's the lady from the front desk.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's after she gives all the ridiculous directions to the elevators.
Right, absolutely. Now, I don't know about you, but I absolutely love when anybody in Las Vegas tells me good luck. Anybody at the property who tells me good luck. I love it. So that was one of the reasons why I really gravitated towards that clip.
Yeah, if you're playing table games, you're certainly going to hear that many times throughout your trip. Hmm.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Now, that is actually also from Vegas and Opulent Illusion. There was some really great sound bites in that. If you haven't had an opportunity to see that, I'd really recommend it.
Kicking ass in Vegas!
That is from Rain Man. That's when he takes his brother and they're playing blackjack, and his brother actually wanders off. They're at the, I don't remember the name of those wheels, but his brother's at that, and that's what attracts him. And that's
that's the Big Six.
That's right. And he tries to encourage him to come back. He's like, come on, you know, the Babbitt brothers kicking ass in Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Vegas, baby.
I didn't think anybody was going to get this one. Do you know this?
That actually sounds like me drunk.
It is you drunk, Brian. I didn't know. I didn't realize you got that. That's from The Girl Next Door. There's a small clip where, you know, I don't want to ruin the movie for anybody, but it's at one point, Tim Oliphant is going back to Vegas, and one of the lead characters asks him, where are you guys going? And he says, Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah, and that one, of course, being from 21 as well.
Yeah, that's very early in the movie. That's where, at one point, the lead character asks what they're doing there and, you know, where they're going, and she then replies in a very seductive way, it's Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
And our final clip is, of course, from Vegas and Opulent Illusion. So those are the 22 clips that we have in our theme song. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I know we, unfortunately, Stuart asked us what they were, and we decided to turn it into a contest, and the poor dudes had to wait 3 weeks to get all the answers.
So we had fun with it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go.
So that about wraps up our intro portion there. Let's get into the news. First piece of news for this week is the announcement coming from the Mob Museum about their new hours and pricing.
Yeah, we got this from the Las Vegas Sun. Now, we reported a few weeks ago that the Mob Museum plans to open the exhibit on the 83rd anniversary of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now we actually know when we can go and how much it's going to cost you to enter said museum. It's going to be $18 for adults, 18 and up, $12 for kids, 5 to 17. Students 18 to 23 with a valid ID is going to be 14, and then seniors, military, law enforcement, teachers, and Nevada residents of all ages is going to be $10. I find it interesting that students up to 23. So, you know, let's say I decide I'm 35. Let's say I decided to go back to school. No, it doesn't count for me. Fuck you.
You're $18.
Yeah, you're too old. Now, the museum will be open Sunday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then on Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Glad to see that we got some details finally on this and that it actually is going to be rolling out with a kind of a new plan plan of action here.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to this museum.
Yeah, we can try to promise it for the next trip and not deliver.
Yeah. This next story really is up your alley.
Yeah, the joysticks over at Hooters. Recently, Hooters opened their version of Insert Coins at their property, and this actually occurred last Friday. Mm-hmm. It's categorized as a gamer's arcade and sports bar. They're going to offer PS3 console play with games like Battlefield 3, Madden, and then Call of Duty. They also have pool tables, air hockey, Dance Dance, and Guitar Hero. They're going to have games like Golden Tee, Pinball, Big Buck Hunter, Time Crisis, NASCAR Drive, and many more games. Admission to this is going to be free. Console play is going to cost $25 a person. And then you also get, 2 hours of play?
Right, yeah. That's part of your $25 bar tab is 2 hours of play.
Got it. Yep. So there it is. Joysticks at Hooters.
Now, you have still, even the gamer that you are, have yet to visit Insert Coins. The fact that this is so close to the Strip, do you think that there's a chance that you're going to see this before you see Insert Coins?
I would like to. I mean, Insert Coins I was really excited to do, but I was just excited to get down to Fremont Street, period, right. Which didn't happen again.
Right.
But that's what happens when you're drinking and eating and, right. You know, by the end of the day. And plus, with the jet lag that we have, I mean, it just didn't happen.
Well, you're having a good time.
Yep. It's not like we missed out on anything. We just supplemented something else in it.
Exactly. Yep.
So apparently, Steve Wynn's tip-sharing policy was deemed illegal in court recently.
Yeah, Vegas Inc. brought us the details on this. Now, since 2006, the dealers at Wynn have been forced to share their tips with their supervisors. The policy was meant to kind of equalize the income of the dealers and their supervisors and also encourage more employees to become interested in advancing into management positions. Now, prior to the policy change, dealers make more money than their supervisors, obviously discouraging them from having any interest in management positions.
Sure, naturally.
Originally, Nevada's Labor Commission ruled that the policy did not violate state law. However, Clark County has determined that that was incorrect. Of course, Wynn plans to appeal. Now, if this decision is held up, it will allow the dealers to file a class action suit for an estimated $30 million in lost wages since 2006.
That's a lot of money.
That's fucking crazy to think over 6 years that these dealers are getting tipped $30 million. Brian, why the fuck are we working jobs that we're working? Why are we not in Vegas right now?
Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, that is a lot of money.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing to see how this actually all goes down if the decision holds up.
Yeah. Now, Wynn argues that the supervisors have an equal share in providing the service, you know, that players receive at the tables. He also argues that the majority of the dealers don't have an issue with the policy, that this is only the feelings of a few employees. But the key issue is whether Wynn Properties directly benefits financially from diverting these tips, because Wynn argues that he's just distributing the wealth, but, you know, does it help improve their profit margin because the company doesn't have to pay higher salaries to compensate the supervisors adequately?
That's an excellent point.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I think it definitely warrants some additional investigation.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously this isn't a legal form. What do you think? Do you think that this is a benefit to them so they don't have to pay the supervisors more money, so there's a benefit to become a supervisor, or do you just, you know, it's just trying to share the money?
Well, I think this can go both ways, really. I would like to see it go where this holds up. They've got to get those dealers paid, and the supervisor should have an increase of pay. I mean, they shouldn't be making less money than their direct reports.
Right, right.
I mean, you've got that additional level of accountability. You've got the additional responsibilities that go along with it. They really should be compensated accordingly.
How many dealers do you think are going to retire if that works out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you got to consider how many are going to, you know, need to be retroactively paid in this regard, you know?
Right.
Yep, so we'll see what happens. Next item up is Todd English's pub has draft tables.
Now, there's a pic right now, if you're enjoying the enhanced podcast, of what this looks like. This is essentially a table with two draft taps right there. Like, literally, you have glasses in which you pour your own draft beers.
Right.
Now, draft options currently are Blue Moon and Guinness or Shock Top and Bud Light. Every table has two. Now, all you need to do is have a minimum of four people, call to reserve a table, or you can, you know, you can keep your fingers crossed that they aren't all taken, you know.
Right, and just walk up.
Right, right. And then just enjoy your drinks, because the table will actually keep track of how much you consume and therefore how much you owe. The drinks are charged per pint.
I think that's kind of dangerous. If I could just pour to my heart's content, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, by the way, here's your bill.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the entire idea behind this, because I completely agree.
It's clever.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, and being a guy who has a kegerator, you just keep pouring until you can't walk, you know. And right. I'm sure that's exactly the concept.
Absolutely. No, I think it's a really good idea, but for somebody like me, I mean, that's dangerous. Moving on to our next item here is the Society Cafe at Encore, the Thanksgiving menu.
Enhanced podcast listeners, once again, can see the menu right now. It's $41 per person, or items can be purchased individually. The one item I wanted to talk about is the Kabasha Squash Soup. It's a squash and apple compote with spiced pecans in it.
That sounds tasty.
See, and you're a foodie here, so why don't you talk about what's going on at Todd English Pub's Thanksgiving menu?
Yeah, jumping back over to Todd English's Pub, they're going to have... They've got a Thanksgiving menu out there. It's going to be $24 per person with all the standard goodies, and you'll be able to call for reservations, and we'll provide a link on the blog and the Enhanced show to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We've said this before when it came to Halloween that, you know, I didn't realize that I should have, that Las Vegas, of course, is going to be catering to all the holidays. But it's kind of fun that, you know, now that we're doing our own podcast about this, that you get to see all the things that they do for the holidays. And Thanksgiving is yet another one. There are a shit ton of restaurants that have their own Thanksgiving menus.
As there should be.
Absolutely.
Yep. So that wraps up our news segment. Let's get into a few prop bets that we have for you this week. If you're checking out the Enhanced Podcast, you'll be able to see this now. But if not, go to the blog after. And this is kind of funny, but the Bally's Jubilee Showgirls were present this week with the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's largest fuzzy dice. they were photographed with those dice in front of the Las Vegas sign.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I thought they would have been larger.
A little disappointing, but...
Right. Hotel 32 at Monte Carlo offers free Wi-Fi and free limo service from the airport if you're staying there.
Dr. Dave Schwartz had a great piece in this week's Vegas 7 magazine from his interview with the Palms minority owner, George Maloof.
Yeah. Also, UNLV Gaming Podcast has the entire recorded interview available for download, and we, of course, have a link to that on the website.
The Coliseum at Caesar's Palace won Billboard Magazine's top venue under 5,000 seats.
You've been in there. Do you agree?
I agree. It's an excellent place.
I agree. You can get 20% off of your final bill if you book your holiday party at Todd English Pubs by November 30th, 2011. Parties must be of 10 or more people.
Eggnog is available now at Ellis Island by the glass, or you can purchase bottles of it to take home. The family recipe that was lost for a long time apparently is now back.
You know what? It's Ellis Island, and the fact that their food is so phenomenal, I couldn't be more interested in eggnog.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of sad because less than a week ago I was enjoying... Well, actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. Exactly 1 week ago from this moment, as we were recording, I was enjoying Ellis Island Barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. I've got to try that shit. I can't believe, as much of a Vegas fan as I am, I haven't had the opportunity to partake in Ellis Island. You know what else I haven't done? Peppermill. Brian, I should be stoned for the two things that I haven't done in Las Vegas. I should be stoned for it.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't mean get stoned. I mean, you know, throw stones at me.
No, we don't believe in that.
Right.
I mean, we don't shun those that do, but we're just it's not our cup of tea.
No, it's not. No. Moving on. The coins that you throw into the Miracle Mile fountains, and if you're of course watching the the Miracle Mile.
If you're watching the Miracle Mile,
I know. If you happen to be there, this is amazing right now. Now, the coins that you throw into the Miracle Mile fountains for the month of November will go to support the United Way of Southern Nevada.
Stratosphere's Pro Football HQ offers free Wi-Fi during pro football games on Sundays.
Yeah, and Plas is hiring down on Fremont Street. About two dozen people are going to be hired for Oscar's Restaurant. Those who are interested should apply online at Plaza's website, and of course we'll have a link to that on the blog. Positions available include six broads, Brian. they are meant to entertain the guests at
Oscars.
And by
broads, they mean ladies.
Ladies, lovely ladies that somehow fit the Oscars speakeasy concept that they have there.
Right.
Now, broadcasting, as they're calling it, will be this Thursday from noon to 3, and also on Saturday from 4 to 7, and Oscar Goodman himself will be in attendance.
I think that's kind of cool, because it's kind of like, you know, they're playing not only, they're not only filling a position, but they're also kind of playing a role in this, in this themed atmosphere.
Couldn't agree with you more. Now, all the other positions will be a part of a job fair at the Las Vegas Club, Wednesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the third floor.
And in our last prop bet for this week, Voodoo at Rio is now using Pago. If you recall, we mentioned this a couple shows ago. Pago is the smartphone app that allows you to order and pay for food and drinks. Pulse of Vegas had a nice blog post about this. Go check that out. We'll provide a link on the show notes.
Yeah, oh, I'm so excited about this. I really hope that this catches fire in all of Las Vegas. I hope so too. Yeah.
I like to see it happen not only in Vegas, but in maybe down here in Disney World.
Why not?
Or anywhere else, for that matter.
I know, right?
That's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's get into Playing Vegas. Playing Vegas, of course, is the portion of our show where we discuss upcoming acts and performances that are going to be occurring within the next week. And starting off that list for this week is on Wednesday, Yellow Card will be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. That show starts at 6 p.m. and tickets are $20.
Wednesday through Sunday, Gilbert Godfrey is at the Las Vegas Hilton. That show starts at 10 p.m. Tickets run $44 to $66. And the Village People are at the Starlight Theater at Riviera. That show starts at 7:30. The tickets run $44 to $66.
Moving on to Thursday, Tesla is going to be performing at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay. That show is going to start at 7:30, and tickets will be $40.
Thursday through Saturday, Joan Rivers is at the Venetian. Her show starts at 8 p.m. The tickets run $56 to $146.
For Friday, Lady Antebellum is at the Joint at Hard Rock. That show is going to start at 8, and tickets will be $41 to $45.
Friday through Saturday, Jay Leno is at the Mirage. His show starts at 10 p.m. The tickets run $80 to $127.
This next one is sort of tragic. Friday and
It is Friday, tragic, Brian.
It is. It really is. Friday and Sunday, the Hoff, David Hasselhoff, was to be performing at the Orleans. Sadly, that show has been canceled.
What? God
damn
it.
I don't know what to say. I was planning another trip around this, but now, the hell with it.
Your entire trip was based around this. And then on Saturday, Newfound Glory is at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip. Their show is going to start at 5 p.m. Tickets run $22. The Eagles are playing at MGM Grand. Their show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets run $140 to $1,597. Listen, I better be getting head by one of the members of Eagles for me to pay that much. And then lastly, Katy Perry is performing at Mandalay Bay. Her show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets run $45 to $90.
The Hoff canceling his performances, that's really sad.
Brian, I think it's derailed the entire show.
I don't know if we can continue.
Let's take a moment.
Okay, we're done.
Move on.
Time for some slots.
Yes.
Now, slot supplementary to our jackpot segment is where we discuss we try to cover one slot machine every week, as well as any slots tournaments that we may have information about.
Yeah.
For this week, we've got the Dirty Dancing slot made by IGT. As you may have guessed, it's themed after the 1987 film starring Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. This game is going to include clips from the film as well as surround sound chair. It's kind of becoming the new standard.
Right.
It's going to be a 5-reel 30-line video slot. And in the base game, random multipliers can turn minor symbols into wilds. The game has 3 bonus rounds. The bonus rounds all start off requesting the player to look up at the screen above. Then a Price is Right wheel spins to determine the bonus game that you will play.
And the first one we're going to talk about is The Time of My Life. This is an interactive bonus that offers 5 different progressive jackpots that can be won. You select from various 45-inch records to determine the amount won. If you find 3 matching symbols, you win the corresponding progressive jackpot, the highest being the Last Dance progressive. If you find 3 Robbies, that's the dude that knocked up Penny, the bonus round's
over.
Forgot. I know, just in case you weren't aware. But if you find 2 Robbies, the bonus round's over.
Yep. The second bonus game is Johnny's Mambo. It's an interactive bonus that has you selecting from various charms to determine what credit prize you get. There's also a prize lift that can raise the credit value, and you can also get a 3x credit multiplier. You want to try to avoid the resort owner, Mr. Kellerman, because he ends the bonus round. However, you can save yourself and continue in the bonus round if you find the postcard with Johnny and Baby. If you find another Mr. Kellerman, the bonus round ends.
And then the last bonus round is the staff quarters. Now, this is a free spin bonus. The game will start with a certain number of free spins that the game will determine. Then a randomizer chooses what kind of multiplier your spins will receive. You can also get a dancing wild that will turn the entire column wild.
Yeah, so pretty cool. If you're a Dirty Dancing fan, this will be right up your alley.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of these games are basically the same exact game, just kind of with a different skin on it.
Right.
But they're still fun, and they're cool to go over, and it's kind of funny to check out the how the theming plays into the game.
Yeah, if it isn't crystal clear, we're huge fans of interactivity, so the free spins bonus never really thrill us, but I love the more interactivity you can have, the better.
Absolutely. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Check out the slots page on our blog for these details, as well as a video of the game itself in action.
There you go.
Yep. Getting into some jackpots for this week. Starting off the list is Monday, November 7th, Palms reported a $39,000 jackpot on a penny Monopoly game.
Bally's reported a $10,791 jackpot on a $1 progressive double jackpot reel slot.
And for Monday, Palace Station reported an $8,000 jackpot on a $2 double-double bonus poker machine.
That's the first jackpot we've heard from Palace Station.
I love getting new properties on the roster.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things that some people have asked, you know, why we continue to do this segment, and it's because people are kind of catching on, you know, that we're reporting this. So they're interested, you know, they know that you're interested in them. So, you know, it's a slow grow, but it's working.
Yep, absolutely. And nobody's going to stay with us if we don't, so.
Right, exactly. So moving on to Tuesday, November 8th, Fremont reported a $1,185,229 jackpot on a $1 Wheel of Fortune slot.
God, that is like the holy grail of progressive jackpots.
Absolutely.
I love it. Also for Tuesday, Rio reported a $20,352 jackpot on a $1 four-card Keno game.
Wednesday, November 9th, Stratosphere reported a $12,020 jackpot on a $1 spin and win slot.
Also for Wednesday, Palms reported a $10,000 jackpot on a triple-double bonus poker machine, as well as a $10,000 jackpot on a bonus poker deluxe machine.
Paris reported a 1,008,700.
All right, sorry, I screwed you up.
It's all right. I was confused too. Hold on. Since
you're hammered, I'm like the parent that's standing behind the child that's trying to climb up the slide.
I'm just like, there's so many zeros. I don't know what to do.
Wait, is that a decimal? No, it's a comma.
Paris reported a 1.
Jesus.
God damn it. All right, oh, here we go. Paris reported a $1,008,789 jackpot on a $1 Wheel of Fortune slot. Fuck's sake, the Wheel of Fortune slots are on fire this week.
I missed out on these by a day.
Horseshit.
I could have been there for this.
That's right. Do they not realize the fucking networking opportunities they have? Free advertisement, people.
I would have been happy to plug the shit out of any property that paid me out of jackpot that size.
As if a $1 million jackpot doesn't perform itself enough.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, Paris is the only place I'll ever go.
Right.
Moving on to Thursday, November 10th. Palms reported two $10,000 jackpots on bonus double poker machines, as well as a $50,000 jackpot on a double-double bonus poker machine.
And then on Friday, November 11th, Monte Carlo reported a $270,000 jackpot on a $100 triple slot progressive machine.
Who the fuck is playing $100 a spin?
And did they break even?
Jesus. That is insane.
That is insane.
That's like my budget for the whole trip.
I know, right?
It's not. That's not really true, but...
Per day.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's going to wrap up jackpots and slots. Let's move on to Vegas deals. Deals is the portion of our show where we discuss various ways you can save money on your trip. And the first one for this week is the Plaza is offering a buy one entry, get one free for locals to their November 18th through 20th $150,000 super bingo game. Check out the blog or the Enhanced podcast for a link to additional details.
And then Rock House Bar has Rock, Paper, Scissor Mondays. Pulse of Vegas brought us this. Starting at 6 p.m., you can play against your bartender for a chance to get 50% off of your drink.
That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. It's a best 2 out of 3. Now, there is also a tournament at the end of the night for a chance to win a free bar tab. The admission to participate in said tournament is $5.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So that's it for Vegas deals. Let's move into coming attractions. Upcoming attractions is a portion of our show where we discuss upcoming performances and acts that are going to be occurring a little bit further down along the line. And the first one for this week is John Legend, who will be performing at the Pearl at Palms on December 31st. That show is going to start at 9 p.m. and tickets will range from $129 to $254.
Brad Paisley is at Mandalay Bay Saturday, January 28th. His show is going to start at 7:30. Tickets run $45 to $85.
Ani DeFranco is going to be coming to the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip on Friday, March 23rd. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. and tickets will be $35.
Cottonmouth Kings is coming to the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay December 16th. Show starts at 6 p.m. and tickets run $37.
My mouth gets dry just thinking about that now. On New Year's Eve, Mandalay Bay will be hosting the Tempo Dance the Night Away party. That's going to be starting at 9 p.m., and tickets will be $300. That's going to include dinner, open bar, entertainment, and a New Year's Eve gift and champagne toast.
Nice. Open bar. You got to love that.
Yeah, I could easily drink $300 worth of booze.
Right?
No problem.
Right.
Bring it.
Charlie Wilson and El DeBarge are at the Las Vegas Hilton Friday and Saturday, November 25th through the 26th. Their show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets run $72 to $87.
Dwight Yoakam is at the Las Vegas Hilton Tuesday and Wednesday, December 6th and 7th. That show is going to be starting at 10 p.m., and tickets will range from $76 to $98.
The old school New Year's Eve party presented by 105.7 The Oasis is at the Las Vegas Hilton. That event starts at 9:30 p.m. Tickets run $40 to $50.
Vanessa Williams will be at the Riviera Royale Pavilion New Year's Eve. That show is going to start at 10 p.m. and tickets will range from $70 to $150.
The 2012 Gage New Year's Eve party is at Treasure Island. The event starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $150 to $212. It includes 3 hours of open bar and hors d'oeuvres and shit. It includes 3 hours of open bar and hors d'oeuvres, live country music, New Year's Eve party favors, live video of New Year's Eve celebrations across the U.S., and easy access to outdoor viewing areas of the strip fireworks.
Yep. Don't forget you can find links to purchase tickets to all of these events and view all these artists' performances that we report on our coming attractions calendar on the blog. Welcome to the bonus round. This is a chance for us to bring some additional Vegas content that's not part of our normal show. And just like the bonus round in a slot machine, these are going to be sporadic. So for today, we have some details from my trip.
Absolutely. So what did you do?
Well, we ate and drank and
gambled. All right, let's give us some kind of a chronology here.
Yes. This was kind of a last-minute trip. We're kind of shopping around for airfare because we knew that we had some family going a month or two ago, and we decided that we were interested in going, but we weren't going to go until the airfare came down. Well, luckily, a few weeks before the trip actually was taking place, airfare dropped down to $89 for both ways.
Outstanding.
Yep, so we jumped on it. We had free rooms at Bally's, and we were ready to go. So it was a short trip, but it was a lot of fun. We left on a Saturday morning, and with the time change, from coming from the East Coast over to Vegas, we ended up arriving in Vegas. Actually, the flight was a little early. We got in about 9:45. So we headed over from McCarran over to our hotel at Bally's, checked in there, and then we went and had breakfast over at the Creperie.
Well, hold on. What did you think of your Bally's room?
I thought it was nice. I took some pictures. If you're watching the Enhanced podcast, you can take a look at those now. We'll also have them on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the room was decent. Considering the fact that it was free for me, I really don't have a leg to stand on in terms of complaining about anything. But
right.
If I did pay for it, I would feel okay about it. The room was clean. The bathroom was clean. The floors seemed well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
The bedding was clean. I did notice a little bit of dust on top of the little hutch, the little TV slash dresser.
You are pro about that stuff. I love that about you.
Well, I mean, we don't do formal reviews, but I do kind of like to take a look around and see if some places really stay on top of things, and sometimes various hotels will have a really good cleaning staff and they really pay attention to all the areas because it's still part of the room. So,
right. Exactly.
Just because most people don't look at it doesn't mean that dust isn't piling up and it's not in the room. So
right.
So I'm trying to go with that.
If it was Vegas, mate, what would you rate it?
I would give it 3 out of 5. It kind of falls right in the middle.
Right.
Yep. So I thought it was a good room. The bed was okay. It wasn't the most comfortable bed I'd ever slept in, but it got the job done.
Okay, moving on.
So we went over to Paris and we ordered crepes. Now we ordered two of them. We had one sweet dessert crepe and then we had one savory crepe. The savory crepe we ordered was the Toulouse. It had ground sausage, pepperoni, sautéed mushrooms, mozzarella cheese, fresh basil, topped with marinara sauce. And I thought this was really good. It tasted a lot like pizza. I mean, of
really?
Course it's going to. Yeah, it's got most of the same ingredients that are in pizza, but it's just on a crepe.
Mm-hmm.
This was pretty good. We both enjoyed it, and then we moved on to the Normandy, which was the dessert crepe. Now, this one had roasted apples, cinnamon, and calvados, and
I've never tried that one.
Yeah, it was topped with a caramel sauce.
Okay.
And the huge dollop of what seemed to be like Cool Whip.
Okay.
But it was really good, and we were both pretty pleased with the meal that we had. Right. There were $8.99 a piece, so we ended up paying, I think, like $17 for the two crepes, which I felt was pretty reasonable.
So now, is this It's one of those weird things that you and I always talk about, is that there are certain things that are Vegas staples, and there are certain things you kind of have to force yourself, because there's so many great things in Las Vegas that you have to kind of remind yourself that you have to try more. Just because you found something great, you should still try more. Is this one of those things that has become now a Vegas staple for you?
I'm not sure if it's going to be a Vegas staple, only because there are other things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. I can see it becoming a Vegas staple if we, you know, once we get other things that we want to try out of the way. But I would say that on our next trip, if we were staying in that area, if we stayed at Bally's again, which I would do, I can definitely see us eating there again. Yeah. Absolutely.
For the record, Karen and I, in our experiences, I would say that this has become, because we've had those experiences, this has become a staple for us.
Yeah, I think it was excellent. It's definitely worthy of becoming one.
Absolutely. All right, yep. What else?
So we enjoyed our crepes, and then we walked to Paris, and we ended up going over to the Cosmopolitan. We were actually really excited about going to the Cosmopolitan, and we were considering having the secret pizza, but we ended up doing the crepes instead. So the secret pizza place will have to be enjoyed on a trip later on along the line.
Oh, but the entire trip you didn't get a chance. You didn't get a chance to try the secret pizza place.
No, we didn't. I'm sad about that. But we talked about it, but it just didn't happen.
Oh, I cannot recommend enough the meatball sausage and pepperoni. Oh, it's so phenomenal.
I'm sure it was tremendous. Yeah, we talked about it. We want to do it. You know, well, you and I discussed that the other day, actually, that really when you're in Vegas, with the exception of maybe a couple of small snacks, it's two meals a day, really.
Oh, really? Especially with the portions you're getting.
Yeah, you get your breakfast, maybe depending on what time you get up in Vegas. We end up getting up pretty early because we don't stay long enough to snap out of the jet lag, so we're up early in the morning.
Right.
So we're looking at breakfast, and then we're looking at dinner, mm-hmm. and then maybe mm-hmm. a snack in between, which is really what we ended up doing on this trip.
Right.
So we went to Cosmopolitan. We went over to the Book and Stage, which has become one of our absolute favorite places to play and to hang out.
Absolutely.
We played some video poker, and we were kind of playing modestly because it was just, you know, Angela and I in the morning before we had anybody joining us.
Yeah, yeah.
And we threw $20 in a couple machines, and we hung out and drank. I was drinking Jack and Coke, and Angela was drinking the apple martinis, which are just fantastic.
Yes.
And we were kind of closing out our experience there, and we're getting ready to move on to do something else. And you know, we had lost, and then Angela hits four of a kind.
Yes.
So that was like we were just moments away from leaving, and we're a little disappointed. We're like, fuck, we already lost. Not that, you know, we don't bring anything that we can't afford to lose anyway, so it wasn't too big of a deal. But it's always nice to walk away with money. And you know, she hit four. I think it was four fours,
nice.
And she ended up cashing out with exactly to the dollar the amount of money that I lost plus the amount of tips that we left.
See, I love somebody like Angela who's brand new to gambling and to Las Vegas. I love when somebody like that gets to experience luck like that. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was perfect. And like I said, we walked away with tipsy. We ended up enjoying several drinks.
Top quality.
And we walked away with exactly the same amount of money that we started with.
Yes.
So that was kind of cool. So then from there, we walked over to Aria, and we ended up playing some video poker over at Aria for a little bit, lost there.
I love that we've totally hooked you guys on video poker.
Yeah, well, it's a good time.
Good time, yeah.
It's always found at a bar, so.
Right.
You can put that together.
Right.
But yeah, we walked around over to Aria and enjoyed some video poker there, walked around a little bit, and we really liked that property. It was nice to see it again. Mm-hmm. Having only seen it for the first time on the last trip.
Right.
Okay, so after Aria, we were kind of hammered. So we got there early. We had some family coming in around, I think it was around 7 or 8 o'clock.
Holy shit, I didn't realize you beat your family to Vegas.
Yeah, we were the first ones there.
Quality.
Wait, did we do that before? That's right. Actually, I forgot an important piece here.
All right, what do you got?
Before we went to Cosmopolitan, we actually went over to the Bellagio.
Okay.
And we went to the conservatory.
Yes, phenomenal pictures. Yes, if you're watching the Enhanced podcast, you can see that now.
Yep, I took several pictures of the autumn display that they had in the conservatory. Now, Mark, I know you're not a huge fan of the conservatory, but you've recognized it as a popular attraction.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to suck your dick right here, sir, but you have a phenomenal photography eye, sir.
Photographic eye?
Either way.
I take pictures with my eye.
Right. You have skill, sir. You take good photographs is the point I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, and I don't use a high-end camera either. We just have
No, you don't. That's what I mean. That's what's so impressive about it. But anyways,
Yeah, so we were we enjoyed the conservatory, and then we went over to Cosmopolitan. So anyway, back to where I was in the story. We were trashed, and we decided that since we had family coming in later in the evening, and we actually wanted to be functional when they arrived, we decided we were going to go back and take a nap.
There you go. Look at that. That's very responsible of you in Vegas.
Yes, yes. And most people would, you know.
I would.
Yes. Most people would laugh at that, but I can't enjoy myself at all if I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I was tired, and we were drunk, so we decided a nap was a good idea, and we just kind of crashed for a couple hours. Actually, I think we grabbed a couple hot dogs from Nosh, which is the little snack bar cafe type that they have downstairs in Bally's.
Oh, I'm so happy you just said that. For some reason, Nosh has always captured my imagination. It's just one of the most clever names I've seen in Vegas.
I mean, it's not a high-end place by any means. It's just it's perfectly located, it's quick, and it's inexpensive. So we grabbed a couple of hot dogs, went up to the room, ate, and we took a nap. So later that evening, my grandma, she goes to Vegas multiple times a year and has been for half of the amount of time I've been alive.
I want to be adopted.
Yes. And she didn't know we were coming.
Oh.
So this was a surprise for her. So my uncle texted me when they landed and said, okay, I'm putting her in a cab and she's on her way to Bally's right now. So we went downstairs and we waited behind the little desk where they have all the different show information and stuff like that, where they try to grab you and try to get you to buy tickets and stuff. So we waited behind that pillar there and we saw her coming through the door. So she's going to the Diamond Room to check in.
Of course.
So we ran up behind her and I opened the door for her and I said, oh, hang on, let me get that for you. And she didn't realize it was me. She wasn't opening up. So she goes, oh, thank you. And she looks up for just a split second, and then she does a double take, and she looks at me. And then she looks back, and she sees Angela holding a camera, because we recorded all of this. And she was like, what the hell are you guys doing here? She was just in total shock. And that was the big surprise for
me. You have to give me that video so we can put it on our YouTube channel.
Yes, I'll definitely do that. But it was a great surprise, and she was happy to see us, and of course we were happy to see her. But I think that was really the highlight of the trip, aside from just the fact that we were there, was being able to surprise her and feel good about seeing our family because
that's
we
awesome.
Live far away from them. So
yep.
So we ended up playing some games with them for a little while, and then my mom, my stepdad, and then a couple of my uncles and my cousin came in later that night. And by that point,
I didn't realize your mom was coming. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So by that point, it was like 11:30 at night. We were completely spent, so we called it a night.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, we had plans to go to Arizona Charlie's for breakfast.
Yes.
Now, this is a staple for my family.
Okay.
It's a good breakfast, inexpensive. Off strip, but it's worth the ride, and I can definitely verify that that's the case.
Okay.
We went over there, and aside from being older, and a lot of the older properties, as you and many of our listeners know, they don't ventilate the cigarette smoke out as well as the newer properties do.
Right.
I don't know if it's because of the lower ceilings or they just don't have the same ventilation systems, but real smelly.
Right.
Smell like you're basically sitting in an ashtray. Outside of that, I thought for being an off-strip location, it was nice. It was clean, with the exception of the smell.
Okay.
The restaurant was nice. I thought the restaurant, it kind of resembled, in my opinion, some kind of a Cracker Barrel environment.
Oh,
they kind of had some things like pictures, old-time pictures and stuff hanging on the walls. Not exactly, but in my opinion, to me, it kind of had that same sort of feel.
Okay.
I ordered the country fried steak. Mm-hmm. Which came with a couple of eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, and then the country fried steak, which was actually incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
I think my meal was $7.99.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it came with a lot of food. I mean, I couldn't even finish it all.
And
it all tasted good. Angela ordered, I think she ordered a skillet. They call it a skillet. It's not really a skillet, but the plate that it comes on is shaped like a skillet.
Oh, well, there you go.
But that came with hash browns and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she ordered it with toast, and you could get biscuits and gravy, but she opted for the toast instead. And that was the special, and that was $3.99.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It was $2.99. Yep, and nice. She had toast and gravy.
Quality.
She's sitting over here, and she wanted me to make sure that I mentioned that.
Let's be accurate. That's important. Yep,
absolutely. I want to have an accurate account of what really happened. So the four of us ate. We had coffee. We all had breakfast. It was like $40.
Wow.
Which they ended up using some comps that they had, some credits that they had on there.
Let me ask you this. Locals Casino, Arizona Charlie's, does it have any kind of theme, or is this just a nice place?
Not really a lot of theming. It feels just kind of like your basic casino.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I took some pictures. We'll put those up on the blog as well. Not really of the inside, but I've got a picture of the signage and what it looks like from the outside. It's just like a two-story building, just kind of in the middle of, just turn off the street and there it is.
Right. Okay.
It could be next to like a Walmart. That's kind of what it looks like.
All right, so what did you do after breakfast?
So actually, I need to take a step back here because I completely forgot about dinner, which we had at Le Burger Brashear.
That's all right. You're drinking and having a good time. What do you got?
It was a good meal. Again, we surprised my grandmother, and we decided that we were hungry, so we were going to go to the cafe at Bally's, but apparently it closes at like 6 p.m. now. So we went over to Le Burger Brashear, which is in the walkway area that kind of connects Paris and Bally's.
Okay.
Kind of in the mid to, you know, kind of, I guess, high end of a sports grill, if you will. It had a steakhouse kind of a feel, more of a kind of a dimly lit, you know, wood paneled walls, that sort of thing.
Okay.
My meal was pretty good. I had the American burger. It came with an onion ring on top of a beef patty with cheese and just kind of a regular bun. But I don't remember it very well. We'll have a picture up on the blog so you could take a look at what I ordered. But
right.
Food was very good, kind of in the mid to upper range, price range for a burger, about $15. But overall, it was really good. The service was good. The environment was nice, and it's obviously conveniently located. So if I were to give you a Vegas Mate review, I would give it a 4 out of 5 chips.
Okay, quality. All right.
Yep, not too bad. So at that point, we called it a night, and then, again, we just kind of talked about Arizona Charlie's.
Right. All right, so Arizona Charlie's, fast forward, what do you got?
Yep. So from that point on, we went back to the Strip, and we headed over to Cosmopolitan again. Now, this time we traveled with more people, and this is where we kind of encountered the Batman slot, the Dark Knight.
Yeah, there you go.
The Dark Knight slot. This became the game of choice for the rest of the trip for pretty much everybody.
The theme.
I would say out of all the gaming that we did from that point on, we spent about 70% of the time playing this machine.
Wow. Holy shit. All right.
Yeah. So the game is fantastic. I had shared some of the details with you before, but basically you got a bank of 5 chairs, all of them with the, you know, the new customary speaker system in the headrest and in front of you. Big, gigantic screen, which I've got a couple pictures for you there, too. I've got to think it's at least a 120-inch screen that's above you, with a couple of other side screens as well.
Okay.
You can play as either the Batman or the Joker, which I think we discussed in an earlier show when we actually reviewed the slot.
We did, but you enjoyed actually a bonus round that we didn't report about.
Yeah, the bonus round is called the Soul of Gotham City, and basically what it is it's activated when you get a gold coin. That either occurs in one of the bonus games or it's going to appear on the last reel.
So wait a minute, you can actually get a bonus round within a bonus round?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, continue. Yeah.
That was really cool, and that happened a couple times. But anyways, the game works when you get this token that appears, like I said, either in the bonus game or on the fifth reel.
Right.
And you can either choose to activate it immediately and play the game right away at a 1x multiplier, or you can choose to not use it, and you can hang on to it, and the more tokens you get, it increases your multipliers as you go.
So this is common?
Yes. Okay. It's not too common. I mean,
Relatively common.
Somewhat, yeah. One time I got one, not back-to-back, but close.
Okay.
And then there was another time where I got one, and then I didn't see another one for a long time.
Okay.
So it's completely randomized.
Slot, yeah.
Yep. But whenever somebody else on the bank of machines gets a coin, it prompts you to use it if you want to. So
okay.
It's kind of cool. You could say yes or no. You can hold on to it if you want to. But the best way to play this is really hang on to it and try to stack the multiplier up as high as you can, because that's how you're going to get the most credits, of course.
Interactivity. We're huge fans of that.
Yes, we are. So the game works where you've got up on the screen, you've got 2 vehicles. You've got the Batmobile, and then you've got the Joker's semi-truck, as from the movie.
Okay.
And basically, there's 4 different points where you can collect a jackpot payout. They have different names for each one of them. But basically, the whole point is that you want to have your vehicle, whether you're playing as Batman or the Joker, get through these barriers that, you know, separate each jackpot segment from the next one. And there's four of them. So you're watching the screen and you're kind of, you know, rooting on for your whichever one that you're playing as. But again, you collect coins as you go. So you can get anywhere from 10 to like 35 credits per coin that's collected on the path to each respective jackpot.
Okay.
So at the end, your total credit collection that you've gotten from either collecting the coins en route or going through each of the jackpot barriers is multiplied by whatever multiplier you've managed to get to by collecting the tokens.
Okay.
A lot of fun. It's really fun to watch. And then, of course, if you got the sound cranked up on your machine, it's loud and it's really fun. It's really engaging.
See, I got to go to one of our local Chicago places and play this fucking game. I'm praying it's there.
Yeah, I'm hoping they have it. Now, my mom works at Rivers. We talked about this before, I think, and she said they don't have it yet. But hopefully after their, you shared with me, actually, that they have kind of a probationary period right now.
Right.
So hopefully that'll get that. But
yes.
Anyways, back to the game. The last thing that I want to mention that we didn't really cover in our review of the slot machine was the fact that the screen has like a 3D aspect to it. I don't know if it's just some sort of overlay underneath the glass for the screen, but each of the reels, like each of the different icons on the reels, like they pop out at you. They're like in 3D without any, you don't need glasses or anything. It's really cool.
Quality. All right. Okay.
Even the buttons where you can choose how many lines and how many credits per line that you want to pick are like LED backlit, so they're animated too.
Nice. Okay.
It's
all right.
Really cool. Yeah. I mean, it's very advanced. So we enjoyed that a lot. That was definitely the game of choice, and I'd say if we went back today, we would definitely be looking for it. So
top quality. Okay.
Yep. So we spent some time at Cosmopolitan, had some drinks, played The Dark Knight, played a couple of other games for a little bit, and then we headed back to Bally's for more hot dogs and more nap time.
I think you're perfecting Las Vegas, in at least the way that you and Angela enjoy Las Vegas.
Well, like I said, we can't find that enjoyment if we're not rested. So I would rather us get, you know, maximum enjoyment out of everything. I'd rather feel good and enjoy our trip rather than forcing ourselves to stay up and cram it all in. It's not our style.
Yeah, I mean, no one's judging. I mean, and you know what? For those of you who don't know, that Brian and I actually have very different styles of Vegas vacationing. Now, Brian likes to be quite well rested when he goes to Las Vegas. You know, he'll be there, he'll take naps throughout the day. You know, he tends to retire early and then wake up actually early.
Very early.
And I'm kind of the opposite, where I stay up as late as I can possibly stay up, and then I get as little sleep as possible, and then I'll wake up bright and early, which is why I actually need to make sure that my vacation ends on Friday, because I tend to have to sleep when I get back to Chicago for at least a day to catch up on all the sleep that I haven't acquired in Las Vegas. So Brian and I have talked about this, and I really hope that we're able to pull this off, that the next time we go to Las Vegas together, is that I try one day the way Brian does it, and then Brian tries it one day the way I do it, just, you know, just for the hell of it. So, but all right, let's pick up your vacation. Where were you at now? You just took a nap in Bally's.
Woke up and went down to Bally's and played some video poker for a little bit. Discovered that I had some family over at the Flamingo. They were playing blackjack, so we headed over there. We had plans to go to Ellis Island for dinner that night. Before that was happening, we had my parents actually checking into the Venetian. So we decided to head down to Flamingo, catch up with them. That they were, you know, they were all playing blackjack at Flamingo, and then we're going to head down to Venetian. So when we get there, they're all completely hammered, and they're playing blackjack. They're losing like crazy, and they're actually you could tell that the dealer, the poor guy, when we got there, you could tell he was visibly exasperated with them, because they're taking chips from one another's pile. You know, they're throwing chips across the table for each other, and it was just a mess. But you could tell he had had it with them.
Right.
His patience were completely gone.
Right. He had corrected them multiple times on the rules regarding taking other players' chips, and they, you know, being
completely disregarded.
Right.
And his warnings.
Right.
So those shenanigans went on for a little while, and then we moved over to the craps table where we lost some more money, and then we went on to O'Shea's as we started making our way down the strip towards the Venetian.
Okay.
Now, O'Shea's, that's where things got a little interesting, because one of my uncles was playing, he was playing blackjack, and he doesn't even remember going to O'Shea's, let alone playing blackjack.
Las Vegas.
Yes. The other one was playing craps, and it was funny. As we were walking by, we bumped into my cousin, who's playing craps alone. It's just him and the dealers there.
Okay.
Which I think is very awkward.
That is awkward.
But anyways, we're walking down O'Shea's and walking through the casino. I mean, and then my uncle discovers that they have beer pong there. And he's never played beer pong before, but he's aware of it. So he said, I didn't know they had beer pong here. So he walks up to these strangers that are playing a game. They're in the middle of the game, and he just asks if he can start playing with them. So, of course,
friendly.
They've been drinking, too. They're having a good time. They're like, yeah, you can join us, whatever. So he's like, I've never done this before. What do? I just throw it into the cup? So he takes his first shot ever and makes it. Now, what he doesn't realize is that the other team is supposed to then drink that beer that he made the ball into.
All right.
But he decides that he's going to walk over to the other side and drink the beer that he made the shot into. So that's kind of funny. Then he says, all right, well, I'm going to take the shot for you guys now.
That's
then.
Fair.
So then he's now shooting from the other side of the table. His second shot, he makes that one too. So what does he do? He walks back around and drinks that one.
Why not? Seven diamonds guy. Of course this is how he rolls.
Right. So... at that point, one of the guys that was kind of off to the side, he's giving him a hard time. He's like, wait a second, you have to pay us like $24 for the beers that you're drinking. And he's like, fuck that, I'm not paying shit. And he walked away.
Awesome. So, I totally have to hang out with your fucking relatives in Vegas. This must happen, Ryan. It must.
It should be on your bucket list.
It is on my bucket list now, number one on it.
So at this point, we lost pretty much everybody at this point. And he's like, let's go to the oxygen bar. Well, I'll treat you guys to the oxygen bar, which is just bizarre to me because I've never had any interest whatsoever in visiting an oxygen bar. I don't see the point in it. But apparently he's done it, and he was paying, and he insisted. So we're like, all right, fuck it, let's go over.
Yeah,
so
why not? All right, so they have multiple flavors at the oxygen bar. What did you partake in?
Well, they didn't have flavors at this particular bar.
Why would O'Shea's have multiple flavors when everyone else does?
You know what? It was just the standard oxygen flavor.
All right, that's fine. I've never partaken. What is it like?
Basically, it's like what you see like football players like on TV. You've got the tubes that go around the ears, and then it goes around to the front, and you've got the little end pieces that kind of just go inside the edge of your nostrils.
Okay, all right.
You just breathe in apparently what is just purified oxygen through your nose. It was a little uncomfortable because the oxygen that was kind of pumping through these tubes, it was kind of cold. It was colder than the room temperature air. So that, like, I don't know, it was kind of an awkward feeling when I was inhaling. But you get used to it. The whole experience lasts about 15, 20 minutes or so.
Right.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but you get a couple massages along with this. And these massages consist of a handheld vibrating back massager.
Right.
And she comes around and gives you just kind of a 3 to 5 minute massage with that. Then she applies these sticky pads to your back, which are hooked up to this little handheld iPod looking device, which actually just kind of controls the vibration level and intensity. And then there's the last one where you get this head massage from this handheld device that looks kind of like a whisk, except it's like an open-ended whisk at the top.
Right.
It just kind of massages your head, which actually I kind of enjoyed that one the most. And
okay,
I know my wife
was
a big fan of the head massage.
Good to hear. All right, because this entire thing sounds uncomfortable.
It's a little weird, yeah. You kind of really just have to have an open mind, but I would never pay for it myself. I didn't feel like it was worth it. I didn't notice any benefit to having it. But it was just, it's kind of a novelty, I guess.
All right, okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask that. Okay.
So after that's over, we continue on down towards the Venetian, and we are able to check out the room that my parents had at the Venetian, which was very nice. It's very close to the room that you guys had at Cosmopolitan, the suite there.
Okay.
Big walk-in bathroom, separate water closet for the toilet. Then you've got the sleeping area with the TV. Then you've got a couple steps down, and you've got a sitting area with its own TV. And then they had a fantastic view.
All right, comparison, which do you prefer?
I prefer the room at the Cosmopolitan, but not by a lot, just by a little bit. I thought the decorating was tasteful in the Venetian, but I kind of, it's my taste. I think I prefer the Cosmopolitan a little bit better. Additionally, I like the location of the Cosmopolitan a little bit better as well.
I agree with you. I've stayed at both Venetian and Palazzo, and you know they're very similar rooms, and I completely agree with you. It's a Cosmopolitan a little bit above, but it's still a very quality room.
Beautiful room.
Palazzo.
Beautiful room.
Yeah.
Nice and clean. You know, the bed was very comfortable.
Yes.
The wine seemed nice, and The couch was a little bit dated. I think they can update the couch a little bit. But otherwise, I thought it was a very nice room. I would have been very happy to stay there.
Okay.
They actually got it comped. All they had to do was pay the resort fee there, and that was it.
That's so interesting that the comp still doesn't include the resort fee.
Yeah, and you know what? The resort fee at Venetian is $20.
Holy shit.
$20 a night. So altogether, I think they paid $40 for their room.
Right, right. Yeah.
Can't complain about that.
Yeah. Nope. Okay.
So, yeah, after that, we went downstairs. I signed up for my Grazzi card, which I didn't have before. And then we took one of my uncles had a car, so we took the car over to Ellis Island where we had dinner again. Now, that is a staple. That's something that we will do every Vegas trip.
Quality. Now you have learned to stay away from the craps table, right?
Yes, the suspicious dice at the
craps
table.
Right. That's right.
Off limits now.
Now, did you get... Did you try anything new, or is it one of those things that it's just so good you can't help but order the ribs and what is it, ribs and chicken?
Yeah, no. We got the ribs and chicken again. Yeah. That's the combo dinner.
I've got to fucking try this shit. The fact that you being a foodie far more than I am, have gone to the same place and ordered the same thing twice, I've got to fucking get over that. It's absurd.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't, obviously, we're not talking about high-end food at all. This is, you know, right. Real basic. You know, we got corn on the cob,
food,
we got toasts, we got baked beans, ribs, and chicken. $10.99, but it's very tasty. I can never finish all of it, and I've got a pretty robust appetite.
Robust? Nice.
It's a lot of food. I mean, it's a substantial portion size.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, we all enjoyed it. Now, one thing I do want to mention, I do believe that I mentioned this on our show in August after we went, was that the line at Ellis Island to be seated can be very long. If you plan on eating there and you're going to be going for dinner, of course, plan to put your name in and then go play for at least an hour, maybe a little bit longer, depending on what time and what day of the week you're going, because it can be very busy.
Okay.
Mainly because the dining room is very small. There's only a handful of booths. It's just kind of a small corner of the building.
Okay.
So for those of you who are interested in trying the Ellis Island dinner, make sure that you plan accordingly and plan to wait for a while so you can put your name in. They'll give you a number, you can go play, and then they'll announce it over the PA when your number and when you can be seated.
And stay away from crabs.
Yep, exactly. Stay away from the crabs. But one of the games that they have there, they've got these at a few properties, but they've got it at Ellis Island. It's called Quick Quads. Basically, it's a variation of the multi-hand video poker.
Okay.
The difference with Quick Quads is that you can use two cards to make up one card. So, for example, if you are dealt two eights and then you've got two fours or you've got a five and a three, those two cards, you can hold those two cards as well. And when, you know, combine the numbers, they make the third eight or whatever it is that you're trying to get. Now, this doesn't work for face cards, but for number cards, you can use the two different cards to add them together as your third. So that way, if you get dealt another one on your redeal, then that's a four of a kind.
So this kind of sounds a little bit like Blackjack Switch for video
poker.
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But it's a lot of fun. My family has really good luck with this. One of my uncles almost always wins playing this game. And then the other thing I got to do, I ordered the same meal, of course, but I'm a big fan of that meal, but I was able to try some of Ellis Island's beer.
Okay.
They do brew their own beer in-house.
Fantastic. And, you know I'm a big, big fan of beer. So what's your synopsis, sir?
I tried one of them. I think they have four or five different offerings, but I tried the Amber. I would say it's right on par with like a George Killian's. If you're a Killian's fan, the Irish Red, it's got the same kind of coloring, same kind of flavor.
Okay.
Very good beer. I highly recommend it. Nice. If you're going to go to Ellis Island, don't bother buying bottled beer or anything.
Right,
like that.
Right.
Just get it there. They've got it on tap.
Hey, do you know if they have a flight sampler?
I don't know. I didn't find out. I just was ordering the 23-ounce glasses.
Okay.
But I had a few shots of Jack in me, so if there was some signage right in front of my face, I was likely oblivious to it.
That's fair. Yep. That's fair. So what happens after Ellis Island?
Ellis Island, after that, we've got, you know, obviously some drinks in the system. We've got a belly full of delicious food.
Right.
It's time for bed.
Nap time, why not? Or are we calling it an evening after this?
No, we're calling it an evening. I mean, we're talking 10 o'clock here. So.
I cannot wait to try our experiment in which I go to bed that early.
You know, I'm no stranger to staying up late. I do it all the time. But for some reason, I think it just has to do with the time change and the fact that we just aren't there long enough for me to adjust. It's 10, 11 o'clock when we're going to sleep in Vegas, but here in Orlando, where I'm, you know, where I live, it's, you know, 2 a.m.
I also think it's unfair that you live in a virtual paradise and then tend to vacation in a paradise as well, and I live in Chicago.
You know, I made a funny point on Twitter this week when I had mentioned that I had visited two different variations of Paris, France, in less than 24 hours of one another.
That's right.
I was at Epcot on Friday, and we walked through, you know, France and, you know, their very, right. Their version of Paris. And then, less than 12 hours later, I think we were eating crepes at the creperie in Paris at Las Vegas.
Yeah, I simultaneously love and hate you, sir.
Join the club.
All right, moving on. So what do we, you call it an evening? What do you have the next day?
Called it a night. Next morning, we had plans to eat breakfast at Planet Dailies over at Planet Hollywood. Now, this was at your and your wife's recommendation that
Staple.
We do.
Staple.
On our last trip. And it absolutely has become exactly that. It's become a staple. And their breakfast is just so terrific there. We had to make sure that we introduced this to some of our family who very much enjoyed that as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't realize your family was not aware of this.
They
quality.
Were aware of it, I think, in its lunch and dinner variations,
yes,
but not for breakfast.
Top quality, yes. All right.
So everybody was there. We're all playing at Planet Hollywood, and we went and had breakfast there. Last time I ordered the cinnamon roll French toast.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you did now.
This time I ordered the bananas Foster French toast.
I so want to try that. That's what Angela had last time.
She had the Bananas Foster waffles last time, which had the same topping.
Okay.
But I wanted the creme brulee French toast that they have
there. Yeah, well, it's, yeah.
No need for syrup on this. I mean, the the Bananas Foster topping is more than sufficient.
Yes.
It was absolutely delicious. My uncle tried the cinnamon roll French toast from as per my recommendation, and he was a huge fan of it.
Yes.
And then the wife, of course, ordered something relatively healthy and a variation of eggs and potatoes and things like that. But she was very happy with it, and that's what's important.
Good.
I was extremely
exactly.
happy with my meal, as was everyone else at the table. So
good.
I've got a picture of my Bananas Foster French toast for you guys to check out right now.
That's right.
So... it's a great breakfast. We played more Dark Knight slot at Planet Hollywood.
Awesome. You guys have got to stay at Planet Hollywood. The fact that, like, you're very similar to Karen and I, and the fact that some of our favorite casinos is Cosmopolitan, Planet Hollywood, Mirage. There's something about the energy in those places, very specifically Cosmopolitan and Planet Hollywood. I really hope that you and I get to stay together in the same facility. And I don't know. I'm a Vegas geek. Move on. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all good. I understand completely. Funny thing was, one of my uncles was playing blackjack. Like, okay, so you know how you've got the video poker machines, but you can go to more games, and sometimes you can find a blackjack game on the video poker machine.
Right.
Okay, probably like a Game King, like a multi-game thing. So he's playing blackjack there, and he puts $20 in. And I shit you not, he called me up there because he ordered. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's ordering shots of whiskey.
Yes.
And somebody didn't want it, so he calls me and he's like, "Bri, I got a shot of whiskey with your name on it, man. Come and get it." So he's over at the sports book at Planet Hollywood at the bar, and I go up there. So I walk up. I'm like, "I heard somebody was being a bitch and didn't want to finish their shot." So I go up there, and he orders. I guess it's Jack with honey. And I'm aware that they make this, but I had never had it before, and it was kind of weird. But anyways, I go up there to take my shot, and that's when I discover him playing blackjack on the machine. He throws $20 in this machine. Within 4 minutes, he's got his $20 up to like $200.
What?
Cashes it out, puts another $20 in, repeats it. I couldn't believe it. I'm just sitting there watching him, and he's just like, I mean, he's standing on like 13, and like the dealer is busting, and it's insane. I couldn't believe it. Now, I don't recommend this, but
no, not at all.
he was having such a good time. He was just laughing hysterically at how ridiculous it was, at how much he was winning off of this machine. Blackjack on a video poker machine. It's
unbelievable. Right, absolutely. Holy shit.
I would never do that. Why would you ever do that? And he didn't even mean to do it. And it was funny because one time at the very end, because if you go max bet, it immediately puts you at $100 a hand.
Holy shit.
He meant to hit the deal button, but he accidentally hit max bet instead. So he didn't realize he was playing $100 a hand, and he ended up winning. He's like, holy shit, I just won at $100 a hand right there.
Oh, my God.
So he just looked at me and laughed. He's like, man, that could have been bad, huh? it's just unbelievable. I mean, so lucky.
Nice. All right.
So that was pretty much it. You know, we had a 5 o'clock flight back to Orlando here, and we ended up. This is going to be disturbing to some of you, but one of the traditions that my uncles and my stepdad have is they like going to Jack in the Box before they leave, or sometimes when they arrive. But
I didn't even realize there was a Jack in the Box in Vegas. I love Jack in the Box.
Yeah, it's just past the Las Vegas sign.
Wow. Okay.
It's on the right side of the street, but. Anyways, we walk in there, and I took a picture of our 26 tacos, because we always
get
the tacos there. So
yes!
I photographed the tacos, our giant tray of tacos. Actually, we carried out two trays of tacos.
Oh, please tell me you have this picture. You have this picture.
Yes.
Yes! Is it already online?
No, but I'll put it up right now. So we concluded the trip with a trip to Jack in the Box and about two dozen tacos.
Nice!
And then... And then we were dropped off at the airport.
Top quality.
That was pretty much it. Yeah, our flight was delayed. Apparently, Southwest had love Southwest.
Yes.
Still my favorite carrier, but they apparently had a delay from the airport that our airplane was coming from. And then when it arrived at McCarran Airport, I guess it had mechanical issues. So we ended up with a different plane. So our flight was delayed by about an hour and a half or so, I think.
Fuck. That's like the ultimate place that you want to be stuck is Las Vegas.
Yeah, fuck. I was actually kind of, I think I tweeted, I was like, man, I wish we could have a canceled flight because we had the room comp through Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
So if we wanted to, I mean, usually that's the problem. You're like, fuck, I don't have a room to stay at if our flight gets canceled. Not the case here. We actually had a couple of rooms available we could have stayed at.
It's when you just want the pilots to go on strike. Like, oh, fuck, we're stuck in Vegas. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that was it. That was the trip. Short but sweet, but we had a great time. Didn't lose a lot of money either. We came home with a little bit of money left in our pocket. That was it.
Outstanding. Outstanding. You know what's funny is that when we talked about this trip, you were concerned that it was only going to take up like 5-7 minutes. And I was like, you're insane. The thing is, you're trying to gloss over all the fun that is Las Vegas. And we need to share that with our listeners. Absolutely.
Yeah, our shenanigans in Vegas.
That's right. This is fantastic. It's so happy that you went. So incredibly hate you that I didn't get to go with you. But, I mean, just because you, whenever you and I are together, it's epic, Brian. It's almost by definition epic.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I, you know what? As a matter of fact, I wish we weren't employed in an industry where we're required to be around during the end of the year because they're going again in like 4 weeks. So
yeah, fuck. God damn it. We, you know what, not only do I want to make sure that you and I go to Las Vegas together again, but it's that I want to, like the last time, you know, me being the Vegas lover that I am, I wanted to have an experience with you, very specifically with you. And now it's like, you know, I've always been a fan of your family. I mean, it's, they're very much an extension of you in the sense that they are very much like you, you know, so it's like, it to love Brian is to love his family. It's not a very... It's not very far off. So it's one of those things where it's like now not only do I want to make sure that you and I vacation in Las Vegas together frequently, but I really, really want to enjoy the experience now with your family because being pros that they are, I want to be in that instance with them.
Yeah, they've got that level of savvy where, you know, if you are curious about something different, they've likely either done it or are knowledgeable about that item or that show or that, you know, that place and can take you there. And, you know, my uncle usually gets a car whenever he's there and he drives around Vegas like it's his hometown. So.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, and a perfect example is that I had no comprehension of Arizona Charlie's, no knowledge of it whatsoever. And I consider myself to be a Vegas expert. So, I'm thoroughly looking forward to the opportunity to have a Vegas vacation with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that was Brian's trip.
Yep. And that's actually the show.
Yeah.
Episode 23, all done. All hot and done up.
All hot. Yes.
So We hope you enjoyed it. Apologize if we got a little sloppy on you at the end there. We've been enjoying a few adult beverages in the wee hours of the evening. We normally record in the morning time, but we decided to record in the evening this time, so a little bit different, but we hope you enjoyed it nonetheless.
Yes.
Of course, if you want to review any of the links to any of the stories we referenced on this week's show, you can do that on our blog. That's 360vegaspodcast.com. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do that at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com. Of course, we are on Twitter, twitter.com/360Vegas, and on Facebook. That's facebook.com/360Vegas. Mark, that's it for me, sir.
That's it for me. Have a great week.
Yep, same to you. Thanks for downloading, guys.
Yep, see you next week.